following numbers: MTN and Airtel. 0977 694414. Then the other one is 0977 694414. Make sure that you call me, we talk, and we pray together so that we continue to spread the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. I love you so much. See you next week at the same time.
Thank you for tuning in. This has been the Hour of Dominion from World Dominion Church International, sponsored by Gospel Partners. Tune in to One Love Radio every Saturday at 12 hours. God bless you.
The Afternoon Main News Bulletin, brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund. Public Service Pension Fund, keeping your pension promise.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN, and Zamtel networks, to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension promise.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. It's presented. My name is Mumba Taylor. The headlines: 11-year-old boy reportedly missing in Giongwe's Shala village. Mr. Zambia rolls out nationwide election reporting trainings. In international news, UN says Sudanese city had 6,000 killed in 3 days. And in sports, Africa Cup 2027 set for June to July. And now the news in detail. An 11-year-old boy identified as Mapalo Chikwamona has been reported missing in Chongwe's Shala village. According to information provided to One Love Radio News Desk by a concerned resident identified as Tembo Issa, the boy went missing on the 12th of February at around 5 hours. Mapalo is the son of Elita Tembo and Lewis Chikwamona, and his grandmother is Matuda Tembo. At the time of his disappearance, Mapalo was wearing a black t-shirt and blue trousers. Family members and community residents are appealing to members of the public who may have seen the child or have any information about his whereabouts to urgently contact his grandmother on 0973-715927 or visit their nearest police station. The family remains hopeful for his safe return as the community continues to search for him. Of Southern Africa, Mr. Zambia has launched a nationwide capacity building program aimed at equipping journalists with skills in professional and responsible election reporting. The initiative seeks to strengthen ethical standards in the media ahead of the electoral period, ensuring that journalists are well prepared to deliver accurate, balanced, and credible coverage. Speaking to One Love Radio News Desk, Mr. Zambia National Director Austin Kayanda says the training program also takes into account newly enacted legislation, including cyber security, data protection, and CCTV laws. He explains that it is important for journalists to fully understand the provisions of these laws and what constitutes an offense so they can operate within the legal framework while maintaining professional integrity. Government has suspended all livestock imports from South Africa following the outbreak of foot and mouth disease. The Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock confirmed the development in a statement on Saturday. Principal Public Relations Officer Benny Munyama announced that all permits for cloven-hoofed animals have been revoked with immediate effect. Munyama explains that the suspension also covers livestock feeds, trophies, skins, heads and hooves originating from South Africa.
Issuance of permits for the importation of cloven-hoofed animal products, such as dairy products from South Africa, will be suspended unless strict mitigation measures are undertaken in accordance with the conditions as provided for in the Terrestrial Animal Health Code of OIE Volume 2 of 2025. Issuance of permits for the transitioning of live cloven-hoofed animals from South Africa through Zambia has also been suspended. All issued permits are revoked with immediate effect. We wish to inform members of the public, farmers and all our stakeholders that these precautionary measures will be reviewed depending on the progression of the foot and mouth disease outbreak in South Africa.
Former Patriotic Front Secretary General Davis Mwila has declared his interest in standing as Chipili Member of Parliament. Mwila is looking to reclaim the seat he held from 2006 to 2016 before losing to an independent candidate, Jewis Chabi. Speaking during an engagement with Chipili residents, Mwila asked the residents if they wanted him to stand. He added that he didn't want a situation where he was accused of forcing his candidature on them. The Socialist Party SP has dismissed as malicious and fabricated a social media article alleging that the party has received or sought funding from businessman Ismail Daya and his associated companies. SP General Secretary Cosmas Musumali stresses that he has never met Ismail Daya or his brother Mohammed Daya and has no knowledge of Goldstar Energy or the other entities named in the publication. Dr. Musumali emphasized that the SP has never solicited, received or been promised any funding from the Dyers or any business linked to them. The SP Secretary General outlined that the party has never sought funding from any business house and relies instead on its own established support base. We now take a break. To stay tuned.
Go digital with PSPF. Accessing your pension services just got easier. Introducing our new mobile app and USSD *3434# service. Now you can manage your pension anytime, anywhere. Don't miss out. Download the Public Service Pension Fund app today or dial *3434#, available on Airtel, MTN and Zamtel networks to access all your pension needs. Digital and secure your future with the PSPF mobile app and USSD *3434# Public Service Pensions Fund, keeping your pension coming.
International news. More than 6,000 people were killed in just 3 days when Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces, RSF, seized the city of El Fasher last year, according to victims and witnesses cited in a UN report. It was like a scene out of a horror movie, recalled one person who saw bodies thrown into the air as RSF fighters opened fire on 1,000 people sheltering in a university building last October. The report cites evidence of mass killings, summary executions, torture, abductions, and sexual